The number of dead Americans in Israel is expected to rise today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. We just heard that from a State Department spokesperson. So far, the number's at 14, with about 20 more Americans feared to be missing in among Hamas's hostages. More than 100 Israelis also held captive. Yanni Asher's wife and two young daughters are missing, he tells Fox.
I'm trying to approach anyone that can help me and send them back.
As Israel wages war on Hamas over Saturday's terror attack, Fox's Trey Yingst is there.
The Israeli military launches artillery shells toward the Gaza Strip.
He is right near the border.
The roads were lined with the bodies of Hamas militants. They say they have found 1,500 bodies of Palestinian militants in southern Israel. You can hear those blasts behind me. That's the outgoing artillery fire that's taking place. But just horrific scenes continue to be found here.
The number of Israelis killed in Hamas attacks tops 1,200, while more than 1,000 Palestinians are dead in Gaza, where food and fuel supplies are dwindling. Electricity may be cut off soon. Israel's also been under attack today from Hezbollah on the Lebanon border. House Republicans could vote today on the new speaker to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy after hearing from both candidates last night. Fox's Ryan Schmelz reports.
Members will decide between either Majority Leader Steve Scalise or Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan. For Congressman Mike Garcia of California, he wants to see which candidate can reach out to not just those on the right, but also the middle.
It's districts like mine, the swing seats, that are really going to define whether or not we keep the majority.
And Scalise just told Fox they expect to have a speaker announced today. Months after Montana banned TikTok over security concerns, Utah is suing the social media app.
Citing an extensive investigation, the state of Utah alleges that TikTok and its China-based parent company, ByteDance, illegally and purposely baits children into addictive and unhealthy use. It misleads young users and their parents about the app's dangers.
That's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey, you're up next. Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage. Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
A plane load of U.S. military aid landed in Israel last night, with more shipments to come. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Brussels meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky, pledging more American support, also weapons and ammo for Ukraine in the battle against Russia. Two more people who stormed the Capitol back on January 6, 2021, have pleaded guilty.
Like many of the rioters, both Peter Creel and James Rahm III were eventually identified in part through videos posted to their social media accounts. Both men are facing the prospect of jail time after admitting involvement in the Capitol riot on January 6th. Rahm pleading guilty Tuesday to one misdemeanor count of disorderly conduct in a restricted area that could result in his incarceration for as long as a year. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A convicted murderer, no longer on death row in Texas.
Jedediah Murphy was given a lethal injection late last evening, hours after the Supreme Court lifted a lower court's stay of execution and waved off another last-minute challenge to the viability of the state's lethal injection drug. Murphy had admitted he'd killed 80-year-old Bertie Cunningham during a carjacking in October of 2000. He offered an apology to her family and said he hoped his death would give them closure. He was pronounced dead 25 minutes later. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, suggesting that there could be a fourth straight day of gains for the Dow. In the baseball playoffs, Baltimore swept out.
And the Texas Rangers are going to the championship series.
That was the final out on Fox. Texas beat Baltimore 7-1, sweeping the Orioles, who led the American League with 100 wins. Houston beat Minnesota 9-1, giving the Astros a 2-1 lead in that series, which resumes tonight, along with the two National League Division Series. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. City of Champaign held the groundbreaking celebration to kick off construction of Phase 2 of the Garden Hills Drainage Improvements Project. Ceremony held yesterday at Hedge Pop Park and preceded by remarks from elected officials. Now the groundbreaking attended by residents of the Garden Hills neighborhood, elected officials, dignitaries, government, and community partners. A man facing charges that follows a standoff in Decatur. Police say officers responded Sunday to a home in the 3500 block of East Red Lick Drive after receiving a report that Gerard Thornell was armed with a handgun and going to the home to kill his wife and 13-year-old stepdaughter. Officers surrounded the home and Thornell exited with the wife and stepdaughter. University of Illinois Dean gaining another title. Rashid Bashir has been elected to the National Academy of Medicine. He is the Dean of the Granger College of Engineering and Professor of Bioengineering. That's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, October 11th. Nathaniel's wife's birthday's today. I just thought of that.
Okay, Allison.
Good friends with whoever they met.
Thomas Rhett's wife.
Yeah, Thomas Rhett.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, together with the kids.
Bonded more with the wife.
With the wife,
She even sat with them at the booth and visited with them.
Hanging out with the Rhetts. I wouldn't recognize Thomas Rhett.
Right.
Buddy. Okay.
Really, a big-time country music star.
He is. We play him over on US 105.9.
Well, Allison and Nathaniel are celebrating Allison's birthday in Nashville, I do believe.
That's right.
Happy birthday to her. But hey, to Greg Solier, brought to you this morning by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey, member FDIC. Well, do I see 70s by tomorrow, maybe?
Yeah. The roller coaster ride of early autumn weather continues on here. We'll get a couple of days of some 70-plus degree weather. It might even be in areas lurking just immediately south of Champaign County. Wouldn't be surprised if we see the old 80-degree isotherm work its way on northward. And north of this warm front, well, big rains are expected. They're beginning to break out to our west and southwest, even a little small hail report or two coming out of Columbia, Missouri, west of St. Louis. And that shower activity is coming our way for the mid-morning hour around here. It'll build from that point onward as the warm front moves on through. Temperatures will do that just after the day tomorrow. And for a time on Friday, then kind of a deep wound-up autumn low will make its way slowly across the plains through the Corn Belt areas. Yeah, harvest delays, but yeah, drought improvement, drought easing, and there may be 3 or 4 inches of rain lurking from the Kankakee on northward and probably 1 to 2 from Champaign County on northward. A little frostiness this morning. Temperatures basically between about 36 and 38 degrees across the listing area. 65 today with the aforementioned shower activity breaking out from southwest to northeast later this morning and more so this afternoon. A couple of showers, maybe a rumble of thunder early on tonight. A milder low down to 53. Partly sunny, breezy, warmer for the day tomorrow. Might be a stray shower thunderstorm north of Champaign in the early and late day hours with a high near 78. We'll get into showers and thunderstorms later tomorrow night. Lows to the 50s and some widespread rains for the day on Friday, turning cooler, 71 and dropping as winds turn into the southwest. Windy, cooler weather for the weekend at 57 for Saturday, mid-50s Sunday and Monday. Those 3 days, additional shower activity across the area. Still cool, but maybe some short-term drying trying to get going by the middle part of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5 as we continue to watch horrific images and horrible situation in Israel after the attack from Hamas. Happy to welcome Director of Policy and Government Affairs for American Principles Project, GOP strategist John Schweppe. John, tell me the House will have a new speaker today. Tell me the good news.
On that front, I don't know if I can help you. It's looking like it's going to be a standoff. We have two candidates running, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, and it's not clear that either of them has the votes yet, so we wait and see.
I'm going to say they'll get a guy today. I think both guys are pretty good guys. I think Steve Scalise, the guy that got shot at the baseball field, outstanding guy. My brother knows him, but he does have cancer. And so you've got to think, what a job for a guy. I don't know what kind of cancer it is, but he's got that, and I know that concerns some of the members. And then Jim Jordan, who's a bit outspoken. Some people don't like him, but I don't think I've ever seen him in a suit jacket. Have you?
Maybe at a wedding, but certainly not on the House floor. Not his thing.
I had to turn the news off last night after a couple of hours. I couldn't do it, John. I don't know if you're watching the coverage of it. It's as gruesome of a terrorist attack I've ever heard of. What they did to the children and the babies, I can't even. What's your take on the whole deal, John?
It is horrific. You know, we're talking about, obviously there's been, you know, Palestinian suicide bombers and terrorist attacks in Israel for a long time. But even this century, this is the most horrific attack that's taken place there. You know, we're talking about more than 1,500 Israelis dead, more missing, even 10 Americans dead. I mean, this is just horrific stuff. And, you know, if it was an attack on, say, a military installation or a target, and, you know, there were some civilians who died, maybe you could both sides this. But the reality is this has been a slaughter. Now, Hamas terrorists have gone into villages, raped women, and decapitated babies, which is, you know, as barbaric as it comes. So,
well, it's just pure evil, and there's no defending it. You can say, well, I'm against the. I mean, there were protests in Detroit, Michigan last night, supporting Palestine, and I, you know, you can say, well, I don't like the policies, but you can't possibly condone what they did. There's no way, and if you did, you're just off your rocker. You can't support what they did. There's no excuse for what they did.
No, there's not. You know, ultimately, this is a political question of, you know, should there be a two-state solution? Should Palestine have their own state? And to go to this level, terrorism is never acceptable. Violence against civilians is never acceptable. And so now you have a situation where Israel is going to respond in kind. They're going to, you know, basically secure their state and make sure that Hamas is not able to launch these types of attacks anymore, that their leadership is eradicated. And, you know, America should fully support Israel in doing that.
Well, again, if you put it in numbers proportion, if you take, you know, whatever you said, 1,500 Israelis dead in America, that would be, based on population, tantamount to over 30,000 Americans dead. That's how big a deal this is in Israel. And it's to have them do that, it's all supported by Iran. I don't think there's any question they've always supported Hamas. Is Hezbollah going to get involved? What's going on in Yemen and Syria and all these other places? Are they going to have wars on different fronts, John?
Yeah, well, this is going to be a pretty big war, I think. And, you know, this is ultimately where our policy failures, funding Iran, giving them, you know, pallets of cash, as happened under the Obama administration and then continued under the Biden administration, obviously was a huge mistake. Hopefully they'll reverse course on that now. You know, but the reality here is that Israel is dealing with essentially their own version of 9/11. And, you know, they should be able to respond in kind. And I think that's the question. You know, you have a lot of these protesters, pro-Hamas protesters here in the U.S., and it's really unacceptable. I mean, you know, ultimately, no one wants war. You know, Israel needs to, as they're responding, make sure it's proportional, make sure that they're not, you know, guilty of the exact same things of, you know, decapitating babies, raping women, all of these things, right? But they do have a right to secure their homeland, and I think they're gonna take that.
Well, plus Hamas hides behind women and children. They've always done that.
Right.
And so you have 2.3 million people in Gaza. They couldn't all get out. But I think the message was get out or die from the Israelis. So you're talking about 1945 going door-to-door in Tokyo. That would have lost a million U.S. soldiers. You're going to go door-to-door in an urban area. John, a lot of people are going to die.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty terrible. And, you know, ultimately, I think that's what's sad here is, again, you know, I don't want to make everything about American politics, but under Trump, we did have peace through strength. And these are the types of things that weren't happening under his foreign policy. And unfortunately, when you have a doddering old fool as our president, as our, you know, commander in chief, a lot of the bad actors across the world take advantage of that. We're seeing that now.
Well, we've never seen this in the White House. We've never had this kind of a void where you're wondering who actually makes the decision. So you see what happens to the world. They're all going, you know, people say, well, we're spending too much on military. If you don't have a good military, there are bullies that eventually will come along. They will, even today. You think that's old time stuff? No. We got to protect our stuff. We're not protecting our border now. Who knows what that leads to based on who's coming in? I saw a breakdown of different countries that are being allowed in. And there's Yemen. I mean, there's Iraq. There's Iran. There are people that are coming in. Who knows who they are? Because we don't.
Yeah, so this is the reality, and not to fearmonger, but, you know, Iran, Hezbollah has terror cells all around the world. And so when we have an open border like this, we truly, you're right, we have no idea who's coming in. We have no idea what their intent is. And so, you know, God forbid this happens here, but what just happened in Israel could happen here, and we would have no ability to stop it because we've played so lax with our own security.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, this is an opportunity for Joe Biden. You know, if he wants to win re-election, he's going to have to make some policy changes here to protect America here at home.
Black Lives Matter Chicago supports Hamas, totally supports Hamas. That came out last night.
Wow.
It's just dizzying. I don't get it. John Schweppe, how can people find you?
I'm at our website is AmericanPrinciplesProject.org, and I'm on Twitter at John Schweppe.
S-C-H-W-E, Paul E, P-P-E, S-C-H-W-E, P-P-E. John, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
On the Tappan Story and phone line, John Schweppe, ESPN 93.5, sports headlines at 7:16.
Stevie, did you happen to catch any Illinois golf yesterday? I guess Jackson Buchanan came back.
He was the winner.
5 strokes.
9 under, I think.
I know.
Yeah, good for them. And again, Illinois is kind of starting new. A lot of young players.
That's right.
And so good for him. I'm not sure where we finished at Kampen, which is over at Purdue.
But Jackson Buchanan was a co-medalist.
Yeah, co-medalist, so. Tied. Okay, they didn't have a playoff, huh? Okay.
Dayton Flyer Invitational is next.
Okay.
And didn't you have someone who played there? No. I guess that's where Grace was
yeah.
at some point in her DB career. So in any case, that's why it stuck out to me. Let's see. We had the Blackhawks beat Pittsburgh 4-2 yesterday, and Connor Bedard had an assist. So hockey fans are excited to be out of the gate with that. Of course, Illinois and Maryland at 2:30 on Saturday. And we've got homecoming festivities with the 5K and the flying pancakes and the dying of the fountain on Sunday the 15th. We've also got some baseball that you've learned about with the Baltimore Orioles are out. Texas Rangers are that good.
Most wins in the American League out.
Right.
Swept.
3-0 by Texas.
Texas is real good.
7-1 yesterday.
Yeah, Texas is really good. Close it out. Jordan Montgomery, former Cardinal pitcher, is one of their starters.
I see.
And they got Bruce Bochy. Anybody know who Bruce Bochy is? Former catcher for the Padres. Manager for the San Francisco Giants when they won the World Series in 2010, 2012, 2014. Bruce Bochy knows how to manage.
Okay.
That's a Texas Rangers manager. So.
Well, today we'll find Houston and Minnesota with the Astros up 2-1 in that series.
Yeah.
Tied at 1-1.
Go Twins.
Because the Astros are cheaters. Phillies and Atlanta is 1-1, and Arizona's up 2-0 in the series against the LA Dodgers. That's the late game tonight. Mary Lou Retton at the age of 55 is fighting for her life.
ICU, rare combination and of a rare case of pneumonia.
Like pneumonia, that's right. Yeah, hospitalized for a week in intensive care. In 84, she was 16 years old when she got the all-around gold.
Yeah, perfect on the vault. Remember that? Wow, Mary
Such
Lou Retton.
Such a great smile. Mm.
7:18 weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you flu shots, COVID vaccinations, guides for care, recommendations on how to make you feel better, faster, and they're hiring. Learn more at carl.org.
If you want a little sports hope, Brad Underwood sounded great at the Big Tens. I got that coming up.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a classic autumn storm system expected to make its way across the area. Early vestiges with some rainfall breaking out in areas back through Western Illinois and Eastern Missouri coming our way later on this morning. Mid-morning, to be exact about it, with increasing cloudiness. A little bit of a frosty start to the day again across the area later on this afternoon towards evening time. Up to 65 with a south-southeasterly wind. On the light side, might be an isolated shower thunderstorm in spots for the late afternoon, early on this evening, and then on the overnight, a milder night, low down to 53. Maybe a stray shower thunderstorm early and late in the day tomorrow. Partly sunny, turning breezy and warmer. We'll probably be looking at organized rains well to the north of us, but a lot of dry hours here for the day tomorrow, and high near 78. A couple of showers and thunderstorms down to 55 tomorrow night, and widespread rains for the day Friday. A few more showers for the weekend, and turning cooler, 71 on Friday. Weekend highs in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank's CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth. since 1868.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
ExxonMobil is buying shale driller Pioneer Natural Resources. The deal is valued at nearly $60 billion and will cement Exxon's status as the dominant company in American fracking. Higher oil and gas prices have pushed up Exxon's share price, making the all-stock transaction possible. Samsung reported improving sales in the summer quarter. The stock is higher, with hopes that the worst of a severe chip industry downturn may be over. Amazon is testing a new feature designed to get you to buy more. The Buy Again feature will use your order history to recommend something you may want to purchase. Amazon's been seeing less growth in its Prime memberships in recent years, and customers as a whole appear to be spending less per order. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, Ben and Sarah had bought land to build their dream home. They owned a stunning country home. They needed help. They found a realtor. Nothing was going on. They found Nate Evans and the Nate Evans Group. Well, they sold the home over the asking price. Flexible terms are negotiated. Nate Evans not only sells homes, but he can make the deal work.
Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. And that Coming Soon program is unique as you maybe explore property for your next chapter. Just call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans, 217-239-7113. A friend you can trust in the business with a great team behind him. If you're overwhelmed and you can't manage the staging and all of that that goes into selling your home, just call Nate Evans Group. It's a simple online search away to Nate Evans Group and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the Jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Yeah, it was BLM Chicago made news that showed the apparently the terrorists came in on like these parachutes that you can kind of control when you land, like at a football game. Mm-hmm. And they had a BLM flag on top of their parachute as an image. And they said, you know, they were just doing self-defense. We know what it's like to be, you know, unjustly, you know, whatever. They were forced Hamas. I mean, they were supporting Hamas, the terrorist group, BLM Chicago. I think they have different chapters in different cities. 217 Texters, if BLM does support Hamas and the slaughter of innocent Israelis, then the city of Champaign needs to immediately remove the honorary BLM sign from downtown Champaign.
Mm.
There's no honor in supporting the decapitation of children. The CNN reporter, you know, there are going to be denials. CNN reporter reported that. I mean, it was just, I had to stop watching. Can't watch anymore. But
yeah, I'm just pulling up the headlines. Black Lives Matter group defends Hamas terror as a desperate act of self-defense that must not be condemned.
Raped women, then murdered them. Kidnapped children. They kidnapped a nine-month-old. What kind of bottle feeding are they doing with a nine-month-old?
Right.
Oh, they're not. Oh, I see. This is...
more than 1,000 Israeli murdered by Hamas terrorists.
I've never heard of the children part. I've heard of ISIS decapitating men. You know, you hear that. But listen, it's pretty good signal where you are. If you don't really have a stomach-churning problem with this, then, yeah, okay.
Declaring support for Palestinians, saying we must stand unwaveringly on the side of the oppressed.
Okay. Okay, so there's that. And I've been praying a lot because I don't know what else to do.
Right.
So there you have it. All right, 7:26. Let's jump to 4 minutes of Brad Underwood. Big Ten meetings. He sounded great. There's hope. We could be pretty. I know. The point guard, right? Yeah. Okay.
I'm excited to take the journey with our team this year. I'm excited about our group. But as we all know, playing on the road in this league in front of a packed house, the sellout crowds, great coaches, great players, will make it one of the best years ever, and very excited to get started.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the floor now for questions.
What would you assess as the latest on your point guard situation?
This is funny. Listen to what he says.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Everybody seems to be worried about it, except me. You know, I think one of the big mistakes I made last year was I didn't play Ty Rogers there exclusively. You know, Ty's 6'6", been very good. We brought another young man in at semester last year from Italy, Nico Moretti.
You know how good Nico Moretti must be for him to be mentioned at the Big Ten meetings?
Yeah.
Dang, that's a good surprise.
Nico got a year or a jump start, so to speak, with practice time in the weight room. Nico was fantastic on our trip to Spain. Draven Gibbs Lawhorn, Sincere Harris. Sincere started 14 or 15 games last year at that spot. And Draven is a guy that has on our trip to Spain, played there a lot. So I feel really good about it. We're multidimensional. We've got scoring there. We've got passing. We've got size. I think one of the advantages of our team is positionally we can be very, very big. Starting Ty there. You know, 6'6 with a 6'11 wingspan. You got Terrence Shannon at the 2, you know, 6'6 or 6'7, and then multiple options at the 3, 4, and 5. So they're all 6'7, 6'8. So I think that could be a real positive thing for us.
Remember last year what he said? Almost not every game, but a lot. We're the fifth youngest team in Big Ten. Fifth youngest basketball team in the country. And we had a bunch of freshmen. Epps and the other guy that left. Can't even remember his name.
Sky Clark.
What's his name? Sky Clark. Those guys are like 18. Yeah. So now he's talking about, and I'll play some more clips later, but he's talking about 24-year-old men playing against 17-year-old boys.
Yeah.
And it's a different.
It is.
Different deal. So we're the team like Penn State last year.
Right.
Everybody.
And wasn't it Purdue that was so mature?
They had some young guards, but they have Josh Edey. So if you didn't have Josh Edey, the whole Big Ten's like, okay, pick one of 10. Because they all could do something,
right?
So it's but we're going in long and old, and that's a lot different than last year.
When you think of 18 versus 22 or 3,
yeah,
it's a huge difference.
Well, I've mentioned this before. Purdue always used to recruit guys, redshirt them. They come from some academy, and the guys by the time they're done were literally 24 years old. And I was walking down the tunnel at State Farm back in the day, and our guys were here, and Purdue was here, and I'm walking. They're 25. And they're going, these are men. Our guys are 19. They can't drink. Mm-hmm. It's just completely different. And that's what Gene Katie always loved doing, is getting old guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're the old
experience.
Team. We'll lose like 5 players this year because they're all fifth year. We're old. So here's hoping. But you think fast forward to March, you know, you think it's all about guards. Do we have the guards?
Right.
We'll see. Because we definitely have to show that before people are going to believe it. My concern is Ty Rogers, you know, he's an awesome player. Can he make a 3? If he doesn't, then the defense sags in and kind of doubles people inside. Mm-hmm. If you're not a threat to shoot the 3, maybe he can make it.
Right.
So I'm excited. We'll get going here a week from Friday. I think it's an exhibition.
Could it be?
I think it's something like that.
I got to look that up.
Is that? That's too
and
early.
Of course, the Illinois-Kansas game.
That's 29th of October. It's game on.
Yikes.
Okay, so programming change. Ed Martin's on the phone with somebody, and he couldn't change it, so somebody, yeah.
Okay.
So Ed Martin and Brother Johnny today at 8:30, not 7:30, but we're going to try and call Tel Aviv.
Okay.
I'm not sure this is going to work, but I do have the number. We got somebody about anti-Semitism, being against Jewish people, and he's in Tel Aviv, Israel, so we'll try and call that next. ESPN 93.5, it is now 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Israeli military launches more attacks in Gaza, responding to attacks by Hamas, and in Lebanon in response to rocket fire from Hezbollah militants. Afri Levy says her brother, sister-in-law, and two nephews are among the dozens of hostages held by Hamas.
They just have to be strong and try to take care of themselves and think positive, because although we're doing anything we can, and I know it's not much, but we're doing everything we can to bring them back.
She's on Fox and Friends First. Texas death row inmate Jedediah Murphy is executed by lethal injection.
Murphy had admitted he'd killed 80-year-old Bertie Cunningham during a carjacking in October of 2000. He offered an apology to her family and said he hoped his death would give them closure. He was pronounced dead 25 minutes later.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The Supreme Court had overturned an order that had delayed the execution. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Police investigating a home invasion and robbery last week in Rantoul. They say two armed men entered a home October 2nd in the area of Chanute Street and Sangamon Avenue. Suspects left the home with cash, jewelry, and other pieces of personal property. Someone in the home was hit by one of the offenders, resulting in a head laceration. Nobody's in custody yet. Illinois Department of Children and Family Services is reminding everyone to create a home fire escape plan. Residents should also practice the plan with the entire family so everyone knows what to do if the smoke alarm sounds. DCFS launching a free statewide program in October 2019 to provide smoke alarms to families and served by the department. University of Illinois Dean gaining another title. Rashid Bashir has been elected to the National Academy of Medicine. He is the Dean of the Granger College of Engineering and Professor of Bioengineering. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. Our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got their indoor aquatic center with lap swim options underway, 6 to 8 a.m., 11 to 1 p.m. There's fall break hours posted. That's next week for a lot of people. UrbanaParks.org.
So again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Classic autumn storm to impact a wide area of the plains and Midwest here. Over the next several days, we'll get into a warm frontal situation, meaning warmer temperatures, south winds, and most of the organized heaviest of the moisture should play out to the north of us here the coming days, but certainly enough to generate some fall field work and harvest delays, but significant drought improvement and easing is anticipated. Increasing clouds for the day today, a couple of showers breaking out through are west of us right now, and they'll be coming our way mid to late morning and especially this afternoon with a late day thunderstorm. Up to 65, south wind will develop milder tonight down to 53. A couple of showers and thunderstorms around early and perhaps late night tonight, turning breezy, warmer for the day. Tomorrow, passage of that warm front gets us to 78 with a late day shower thunderstorm chance. Widespread rains Friday, a few more showers for the weekend. 71 on Friday, weekend highs in the 50s, 1 to 2 inches of rain expected across the area. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars, here's my price, and you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, he is CEO of the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. It's based in Israel and can tell us more what's going on. Sasha Roitman-Drotwab, good morning and good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Thank you very much for having me. We're doing our best under the circumstances that we have here in Israel. And it's been a difficult day for us. We just had 3 minutes ago more rockets sirens in the center of Israel. So the fight is continuing every time, all the time, and nonstop fighting right now.
Yeah, it's heart-wrenching, and we're in America support totally. I mean, I shouldn't say totally. We have some people that are, I can't explain them. How you would ever support Hamas or what's happened. In any event, we're praying for you, Sasha. What is your work as the anti-Semitism movement in Tel Aviv? What do you do, and why is there still such vitriol for the Jewish people?
Yeah, so first, our role right now is really to share and to make sure that the whole world will see the horrors that have been committed by Hamas. This is the worst anti-Semitic attack that we have seen since the Holocaust, with the largest number of Jews being murdered. The largest number of Jews murdered in one day since the Holocaust. So we need the world to see it, to understand that we are dealing with barbarians that are not, they don't have a place on earth, and Israel has the right to defend itself and to eradicate Hamas from earth, and we need the global support. So our role is to build this support. I will just say, you mentioned United States, and definitely we are grateful for the support that we have received so far from United States, at least from the administration. They've been extremely supportive, and we need that. I think that at this stage and this time, the international community understands the need of Israel to eradicate Hamas. The other part, as you mentioned, is the negative and the support that you can see in the streets, and we saw in Sydney, Australia, people screaming gas to the Jews in the streets of a modern country, and we need to expose them. We need the world to know that those that are supporting Hamas and the Palestinian cause today, under these circumstances, they take part in this mass murder, and they are supporting a terrorist organization that doesn't have a place in this planet. So we try to expose the truth, the reality, and to share the stories of those that have been massacred in this terrific and horrible attack.
Sasha, what do you tell the children? What do you tell kids about this? I don't know.
So it's a very good question, and I've been thinking myself. I'm the father of two kids, 2 years old and 4 years old. And my kids of 4 years old is playing games all the time, and he's playing with the good guy and the bad guy. And we try to explain him that we have bad guys attacking Israel, and he doesn't understand why. He doesn't understand why, because he's an Israeli. He's 4 years old. Why they want to destroy me? Mm. Why they want to attack me so badly? What I did? It's hard to answer him. It's very hard.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we need to explain him that the good guys need to fight back and need to attack. And he said, but why the good guys are killing the bad guys? Well, the good one And then you need to explain that you have no choice, and then you need to explain why you need to run to a bomb shelter and things of this kind. So I will say that, honestly, my role as a father is to not create more animosity in the mind of my son.
Right.
And my children is to just explain that are good guys and bad guys, and we are the good guys, but we try to do our best to fight back the bad guys without arming those that are a part of the bad guys, but they don't want to aim anything bad to happen to us. So it's a very difficult conversation that we have with kids.
I heard a rabbi talk. He said they have two weapons. One's a bullet, a real bullet. The other's a psychological bullet. We can't let that hit us. And we also need to tell the kids that we're really hurting, but we're strong. And just kind of drive that home how we're going to be resilient. But it's it is unbelievable, but your children hear sirens and know exactly what to do. We don't do that in America. We don't have that. And it's I can't imagine growing up like that, saying, oh, we're going to get a bomb. We better go in our shelter. Wow. It's unbelievable.
Yes. So I will tell you, my son is not his first time. He's 4 years old. He has been through 5 floor operations since he was born. So he knows what is a bomb shelter from the day that he was born almost. My wife was pregnant two years ago, and she was in a bomb shelter with our daughter pregnant. So I have my grandfather still alive. He's an Holocaust survivor. And I had to hide from him information about what happened in Israel, because we promised to the Holocaust survivors that the massacre of Jews will never happen again. And it happened again. And I don't want him to know that. I don't want him to feel, because he's 92, and he was hoping that after the Holocaust, this will not happen again. And he saw the worst of humankind, and now he needs to see it again. So the fact that we have a strong support from our allies to say that's not going to happen, and we're going to be with you until you destroy Hamas, is the most important thing that we need right now.
You know, it's Gaza's a very urban, buildings everywhere, 2 million people plus. I mean, it's going to be brutal to have to go door to door. There are going to be all kinds of people hiding and booby traps. It's just a brutal perspective to try and do that.
Yes, it's a very hard job that the IDF will need to take on. We're especially very afraid, at least me as a civilian, I was a military officer in the past, but as a civilian, to see that other civilians are being taken as human shield by Hamas, and the Gazan people will suffer from this Hamas, and Hamas is holding in hostage basically two people, the Israeli people and the Jewish people, but also the civilian in Gaza. They are the hostage of Hamas, and unfortunately they will pay a price. We hope, deeply hope, that the civilian will listen to what the IDF is telling them, which is leaving your house at this stage, leaving your house. And I'm calling them to leave their house and to let the IDF, Israeli soldiers, to fight back against terrorists and to not have civilians in the middle. They are everywhere. They use every place, every building. They use the hospital. They use the schools to fire rockets. And it's a very tough warfare. It's a very hard way to fight for the IDF. The IDF is very professional, one of the best army in the world.
Yep.
And hopefully they will limit the casualties on the Gazan side. But we need to eradicate Hamas now. This is clear.
Well, and you also might be fighting, you know, Hezbollah and you know, Syria, and of course Iran's funding everything. This is this could go on for a while, Sasha.
Yeah, it could. I think that with the support and the warship that arrived from the United States in the region to protect Israel, and the statement made by world leaders that will stand by Israel, is deterrence and creates a deterrence to Hezbollah and the others. No, Hamas is too late for them. They start. No, they will need to finish. So Hamas starts, Israel will finish. But we hope they will not join. And I must say, knowing the IDF, that the northern border is very well secure. The northern command of Israel is prepared for any threat from Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm.
We know the way they operate. We've been surprised by Gaza, but we're not going to be surprised with Hezbollah. And I'm sure that if they decide to move on, it will not be nice for them as well.
Sasha Roitman-Dratwa, CEO of the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. Wouldn't it be a great one day, Sasha, if you didn't have a job?
Thank you very much.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if you didn't have a job where we didn't have any of the hate? But unfortunately, it's part of the human makeup, I suppose. Anyway, we pray for Israel. And
thank you very much.
Stay safe. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for your support. We appreciate it.
You bet. Sasha Reutemann dropped what from Tel Aviv, Israel this morning on the Tapman's Choin phone line.
Combat anti-Semitism movement.
Doesn't everybody in Israel have to serve in the army? I believe everybody's requirement is citizenship. And then till they're 40, they're reservists. So you're 38 years old, you've just been called up. They just called 300,000 reservists up. So there are 500,000 people that are going into Gaza. It's a lot of people, but it's a lot of people in Gaza. And I presume, you know, not all of Palestine, I mean, I would think very few in Palestine support what Hamas did.
Yeah.
But Hamas moves around and they control parts of Gaza. Mm-hmm. They're in charge of parts of Gaza. And there was word that there was some sort of partnership going on with, was it Hezbollah and the Mexican cartels?
Oh, boy.
So the Mexican cartels are arguably stronger than the Mexican government now because of the billions they've made on fentanyl and all the stuff coming through our borders and human trafficking and all of that going on. There's a lot of reasons to be concerned on a lot of fronts. And you don't want this to be the tinderbox that sets it all off. Nobody wants war, and nobody wants a widespread war. You don't want any war. But boy, I don't know. And I had a very smart, very prominent person call me yesterday and said, you're one of the most informed people I know. How do we get out of this without God? And I said, we won't.
Right.
There is no getting out of this without God. We aren't. Humans can't do this one.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be a change of the hearts of men for any success. Otherwise, Israel's going to go wipe out Hamas. I don't think it ends there. This thing's been going on thousands of years. Tumultuous times of killing back and forth, we can kill and maybe calm it down for a minute, but they'll reformulate because of what you did. Well, then it's what you did. No, it's what you did. No, it's what you did. I mean, how do you ever get out of that? 747, we'll jump to a little sports headlines coming up. ESPN 93.5.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Year 7, he can hardly believe it, but head coach Brad Underwood enters his 7th year at Illinois and made his annual appearance at the Big Ten Basketball Media Days in Minneapolis yesterday, talking about our 20-13 record in the 22-23 campaign and the program's fourth straight year with at least 20 victories. And two of the biggest pieces of last year's team, fifth year Terrence Shannon Jr. and senior Coleman Hawkins, back on Underwood's squad and representing the Illini at Target Center. We'll get out of the gate on the 20th at 8 o'clock with an exhibition game against Ottawa. Go Illini! Of course, our football team is in Maryland with a 2:30 kickoff on Saturday. Then we'll get homecoming week underway. When it comes to baseball, Houston in Minnesota, Phillies in Atlanta, and Arizona and the Dodgers in playoff action tonight.
All right, 7:50 weather with Greg Solier, brought to you by Houlihan's.
Houlihan's reminds you, it's their finale for Patio Plan. It's been a fine fall. Thursday evening, 6 to 8, Wowie Zowie performing. $7 glass of house wine and a special menu. Head to Houlihan's at First and St. Mary.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, and a classic autumn storm system expected to make its way across the area. Early vestiges with some rainfall breaking out in areas back through western Illinois and eastern Missouri coming our way later on this morning. Mid-morning, to be exact about it, with increasing cloudiness. A little bit of a frosty start to the day again across the area later on this afternoon towards evening time, up to 65 with a south-southeasterly wind. On the light side, might be an isolated shower thunderstorm in spots for the late afternoon, early on this evening, and then on the overnight, a milder night, low down to 53. Maybe a stray shower thunderstorm early and late in the day tomorrow. Partly sunny, turning breezy and warmer. We'll probably be looking at organized rains well to the north of us, but a lot of dry hours here for the day tomorrow, and high near 78. A couple of showers and thunderstorms down to 55 tomorrow night, and widespread rains for the day Friday. A few more showers for the weekend, and turning cooler, 71 on Friday. Weekend highs in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Sold, yay.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join RPC's Early Childhood Education Team. The Regional Planning Commission will be interviewing for open positions within the program at a hiring event on Wednesday, October 11th at the Early Childhood Education Center, 103 South Country Fair Drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program with the Regional Planning Commission. It's October 11th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champagne.
Well, he is the guy. Remember, we had a consultant a decade ago, and he said, that electronics guy, man, that's just great. That electronics guy, he's a good vibes. It's Steve Suderman, who's been an electronics guy for a while, more than a minute. How are
you? I'd like to be a consultant, I think.
you could probably do that.
You know, get a side hustle going.
No,
Steve.
It's Steve Suderman, ESQ, and home theater consultant,
yeah,
sound consultant.
I love it.
Technology guy. Well, how are things?
Illini basketball. That's what I'm talking about. Can you guys get tickets? Did I miss hearing Luke Goody's name when the coach was talking?
No, he didn't mention the Lukester, yeah. Not this time.
You know, there's a guy that's a three-point threat whenever he gets the ball. Who's mentioned everybody else. We had some fun making those spots, and we're running them for Sony. We're running them on your station. As much as we support the LG OLEDs and the Samsung QLEDs, most of us that work here own Sony TVs. And that's just because they look good. They last a long time. Low to no maintenance. Unless you're living under a rock, you probably know that today is Amazon Prime Day.
Yep.
This is an annual event. They've created a monster with it. Target has a whole thing called Circle Week. Walmart's calling theirs the holiday kickoff. We're not really doing this because of Amazon. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Every manufacturer wants as much of this action as they can get because it's, there's a giant sucking sound from Visa and MasterCard for a couple of days. They've made a Black Friday in October, which, so it's a great time to buy a television. In particular, that seems to be the category they go nuts on. The LG OLED, the new 2023 model, it's only been out for a few months. Has dropped today until I think it's good for a week, is $26.99. And it was $3,200.
Wow.
2 days ago. So those are real deals. They're not, and the less exotic things, like a basic Sony 5-inch Sony, $10.99. That's not even the cheapest model. That's the step up to, got a little better panel in it. There are deals everywhere, and we're participating because we get to. Sony and all those guys kind of relax their controls for this so that Amazon gets to, you know, take center stage. But we get to play, and it's a fun time. It's a good day to come down and buy a TV.
Well, again, it's you get guys at good vibes like you and Carl and your whole team of people. They just know how to push all those buttons and teach you how to do it, and then they hide the wires when you install them. There's huge value. Yep. I go buy this big box. I have to rent a truck to get it home. Then what?
Yeah.
Then what the heck?
Yeah, I'm buying wool socks from Amazon today. That's going to be my big deal.
That's a really good deal. I was thinking paper towels.
Okay.
You know, paper towels because they're doing free shipping, so some of the basic stuff. Okay, Steve Suderman, good vibes. That's one place to go where you're going to get, I mean, if you save $20 at Best Buy, let me know. It's about the same. It's all about the same, except I got you to call.
We match prices with any of those guys on anything that's the same model.
Okay, there you go. So it's the same dang price.
You got the open box stuff.
And,
that's a little.
And I get Newman's Finest, Carl. Come on, man.
That's right.
There you go.
how can people reach you?
We're easy to find next to the driver's license facility at 2010 Round Barn. We're on the web at gvibes.com, and most of those deals are on there thanks to our automated website. You can call us up at 351-0909.
And people hear us, you and me, talking, man. I mean, people hear
you
us.
You betcha.
They really
We are live.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you ever met a green-eyed lady? That's what I'd want to know. I don't know. Back in the day when Steve was moving boxes and had his Fu Manchu or whatever the heck he had on his face, he was listening to music like this. This dates us. Almost 50 years old. All right, my friend.
Sugarloaf.
Yeah.
Baby.
Sugarloaf. Oh, I was going to say guess who.
Sugarloaf and Green-Eyed Lady. Steven, thank you, buddy.
All right, you guys. Thanks.
This one was challenging. I didn't know of Sugarloaf.
Early 1970s. Uh-huh. Rock and roll.
Nice long ramp here,
this
too.
Really is. We need that as a bumper. Okay, we're going to come back. We've got more in the next hour. We might hear from Tel Aviv again with Mike Tobin Fox. That's possible. He's getting a lot of requests today. We're trying to reach Mike Tobin, former gymnast for a while at the University of Illinois.
Yep.
Before Yoshi had to cut him.
That's right. I remember a story.
Anyway, yeah, nice guy. Anyway, we'll see. And then Brother Johnny Ed Martin from this hour to next hour because of scheduling. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Green-eyed lady, lovely lady, strolling slowly towards the sun.
Loud and clear, better, good vibes.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And I'm Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Hey, Luke, do you like music?
Well, yeah.
How about gaming?
I'm competitive by nature. Why are you asking?
Whether it's a video game, movie, or ball game, all content looks spectacular on a 10-foot screen lit up by a Sony laser projector that you can now get for under $6. The color's fantastic, and there's no lamp to replace.
So, what's that got to do with music or games?
In home theater, the picture's only half the equation. You can get a Sony ES receiver with hyper-fast HDMIs, hundreds of watts, Atmos, HDR, DTS:X, high-res, 7 channels that sound great with a 5-year warranty standard for $10.99. It's fast enough for games and beefy enough for the most demanding music and movies.
I bet it sounds good. Can I stream to it?
Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, Chromecast, AirPlay, Spotify Connect, and it works with Sonos.
Okay, I get the picture and the sound, right?
Oh, right, Luke. You're on the ball as usual.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.